Talk.
Let's take a look at some of the unofficial numbers in the first half. Saugatuck ran 33 plays to Hartford's 22. 12 first downs for the Indians of the Blue Venue and 7 for the white-clad Hartford Indians. 244 total yards for Saugatuck, 120 for Hartford. Two penalties for 10 yards, two minor penalties for Saugatuck. No penalties in the first half against Hartford. Third down conversion, Saugatuck was 2 of 5, Hartford was 0 for 2, and time possession again, this is unofficial, 13-26 for Saugatuck, Hartford 10-07. So Saugatuck, to a certain extent, had the statistical edge, but they only lead by a Tanner Nutting field goal, 10-7. Joe Kraselski, a 33-yard touchdown run with under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter for Saugatuck. Miguel Melgoza, a 2-yard run for Hartford with 1:25 to go in the first quarter to tie the game at 7. The Nuttings 32-yard field goal with 7:34 to go in the first half. The difference in this game so far, it is 10-7 for Saugatuck. Now, Hartford had won the toss, elected to defer, so they'll have the decision on what they want to do in the second half. There was a wind, and it is starting to kick back up a little bit now. We started the game with 72 degrees. Wind out of the southwest or blowing from our right to our left at about 12 miles an hour. And we're getting an updated conditions as we speak. And let's go and see if we can get it in a prompt time. And see whether or not conditions will warrant decisions on which direction you take or not take, as both teams are going through final warm-ups here before the start of the second half. It's 69 degrees in Saugatuck. Wind still coming out from the west-southwest at 10, so basically they're coming from our right to our left, and the flagpole is indicating the strength of the wind as we speak. So we'll see whether or not Dave Janecki will want the ball first, or will he want to try to play for field position and try to pin Saugatuck down, but he has found so far his defense has stopped him on one punt and recovered a fumble. And Saugatuck, outside of the the second half against Indicator and tonight's punt, basically stopped themselves on offense this year. Second half Indicator was very telling, and it'll be interesting to see how both teams will respond in the final 24 minutes. We talked to both coaches a little bit about it in our pregame conversations, definitely noting the fact that Decatur ran down the Indians in the second half, and whether or not Hartford, which doesn't have the same numbers that Decatur has, will try to do the same thing as well, and Bill Dunn will try to get his players to maintain their focus in the final two quarters. So now the referee is deploying themselves, and Hartford will get the ball, and the Indians will be moving to from left to right here in the second half, so they'll be going a little bit against the wind here. Bill Dunn figuring that he wants to have Tanner Nutting with the wind at his back for any field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. When I asked Tom Kaysen, the head boys basketball coach and also the JV coach of the Indians, the Saugatuck Indians, I asked him, how did the JVs do last night down in Hartford, and he says, don't ask. 42-0, the Hartford Indians handed Saugatuck Indians their first loss in 4 JV games this year. Let's see if the varsity can avenge that tonight. Tanner Nutting has the ball at the 40. Third kickoff, it's a grounder. Scooped up at the 13-yard line by Casper Avilas. Avilas to the 20, 25-yard line, goes up the middle, and gets it maybe to the 27-yard line, a 14-yard return. So Hartford will set up shop first and 10 at their own 27-yard line with 11:54 to go here in the third quarter. And Junior Nick Goodson trots out to run the offense. Casper Vilas, who ran the kickback, along with Miguel Milgoz, will be the running backs. Chance Smith is the split end. And Chris Gage, I should say, are the two ends, though it's really only basically an unbalanced line with the left here for the Hartford Indians. On first down, they'll option right, and it's going to be kept by the quarterback Goodson, and he couldn't really do the pitch because he was in the arms of a Saugatuck tackler, and it looked as if it was Jordan Mitchell who got him. No gain on the play. Second down, well, actually, a loss of one. That's A.J. Starring, they're saying down below. Loss of one on the play. Second down and 11 at the 26. So with the unbalanced line left for Hartford on that play, they tried to use the short part of the field and option right, and Starring and Mitchell wasn't buying it. Second and 11 from the 26. Unbalanced line right this side. And they'll pitch it to Mel Goza, trying to run behind the extra lineman. And he pushes the line to the 35-yard line to the 33-yard line before he is knocked down. Bottom of the pile is Cameron White. It's a gain of 7 on the play. Third down and 4 at the 33. And again, Hartford is 0 for 2 on third downs tonight. They've had to punt twice after those. They had another third down that was converted by a penalty, so technically that didn't really count. Way out to the left is Chant Smith trying to draw the defense and spread them out a little bit. Third down and 4. Option left. The pitch goes to Casper Avilas. It loots one tackler, 35 to the 40, on his feet to about the 45-yard line. If Joshua Shagway made the tackle, he would have gotten them back for a loss. Ball at the 45-yard line, and down on the play is Andrew Block, and they'll tend to the Saugatuck lineman there. So the run by Avilas moves the ball to the Hartford 45. It's a gain of 12 and a first down, but right now the thoughts are on Andrew Block, who has been a foundational block on both the offensive and defensive lines. Well, we have a moment here. Let's talk about the health of the Indians. We mentioned at the outset Tanner Nutting available after a mild concussion last week, cleared to play on Thursday, and he has handled the kicking duties as well. And the only other injuries to speak about, wide receiver Nick Troutman suffered a left knee injury a couple of weeks ago, and he will have that left knee looked at for a possible surgery. But right now, his return in the regular season is problematical. But that's the health of the Indians right now. And they're looking at Andrew Block here now. And he is still down. And now he's up to his feet. And he will gingerly walk to the sidelines under his own power. So whether or not he got winded on the play, it's hard to say. He walks off the field again under his own power with the helmet off. So Starring, White, joined on the front wall now for Saugatuck by Andrew Starring as AJIC number 50. There's Damian Waldo up front, Shashagway, and Cameron White. That's the front four now as Andrew Block is being looked at. He's still standing as they are attending to him now. First and 10. As we resume play for Hartford at the 45-yard line, the pitch goes to Avilas, tries to strip around a tackle attempt by Nick Putzke, and does, and gets extra yardage into Saugatuck territory. Last couple of plays, the first man for Saugatuck got the hit, but Avilas was able to elude that first hit. Phillips with the tackle, but not before he gets to the Saugatuck 48-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play, second down and 3. So right now, getting the hit and securing the tackle on that initial hit will be the important thing. They are looking at Andrew Block's right shoulder, and we don't know whether or not he will be able to return to the game. Block is also the Saugatuck center. Second down and 3. Hartford on the Saugatuck 47-yard line. The pitch goes to Mel Goza, tries to go behind the blocking of his right guard, and tackle got thrown back as he got to about the 42-yard line, maybe a yard gain. Nick Putzke's in the middle of that one for Saugatuck. So Damian Waldo comes off the field on a regular substitution. He also was a part of the play. Gain of 1 to the 47, third down and 2 for Hartford. They've converted their first third down of the game in 3 tries on their last series of downs. Let's see if they can do something here. 3 wideouts to the left. Unbalanced line to the right. Well, actually, tight end to the right. One man in the backfield. Barking out signals is Goodson. Close over the middle. He's got his man. Complete. First down, Chris Gay. with the reception. Down he goes at the 35-yard line. Alex Koenig with the hit, but it was just a quick toss over the middle. Gage was able to hit the seam of the defense. Moves the ball to the 34, a gain of 13 on the first down. And Hartford is moving the ball smartly on the opening possession of the third quarter. Down 10-7 with 8.5 to go here in the third quarter. Jogging in is Chance Smith. He'll bring in the play. He and Skyler Traver are the messenger wideouts for coach Dave Janecki. Pro set, unbalanced line right. Well, now it's a balanced line. The toss down goes to Avilas off of right tackle. Gets it to about the 30-yard line before he is tackled. Austin Phillips with the hit. Ball marked back at the 31. Gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7. Right now Hartford with a very good drive here. Andrew Block, who was hurt earlier in the drive, talking with the medicos of Saugatuck. See whether or not he will return to the game. Since flexing that right arm. Second down and 7 at the 31. Ball on the right hash. The toss goes to Avilas. Goes around left end. He gets to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He's going for the left pylon and gets it. Touchdown, Hartford. Casper Avilas, the ghost, runs at 31 yards for the touchdown. And Hartford has its first lead of the game. That climaxes an 8-play. 73-yard drive, taking 4 minutes and 21 seconds off the clock. Conversion attempt for Resendez. Chance Smith will hold. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is square and through. And Hartford has a 14-10 lead. As Avilas runs it from 31 yards out. Again, two missed tackles on that drive by Saugatuck enabled Hartford to move the ball downfield, and then Avilas, with the toss left, was able to score the go-ahead touchdown for the Hartford Indians. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. Doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. That stands for preparation lasts all year. Learn more at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, owning the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. So the Hartford Indians have their first lead, and Saugatuck will get the ball for the first time in the second half, down by 4 at 14-10. They'll deploy their kickoff team with Koenig and, with Segovia and Anschute standing at about their 10-yard line. Koenig standing at his 15, waiting for the left-footed boot. Resendez approaches the ball, kicks it off, penalty marker flies. This is going to go back because the right side of the Hartford line went over the 40-yard line before Resendez moved the ball forward. So the first penalty of the game against Hartford will be a 5-yard penalty. And the Indians have had 2 minor penalties for 10 yards against them. When we say minor, it's not a 10 or a 15-yarder. Those are the major penalties. And you want to keep them down to a minimum. Indians had 5 of those last week in the loss at Decatur. So the ball at the 35-yard line. Resendez will have it from his own 35. Segovia and Anschute standing at their 10. Resendez.
Rockin' the Lakeshore, 92.7 The Fan.
Runs left, 10, 15, now encounters a Hartford Indian and can't get past the 18-yard line. Good, solid open field tackle for the Indians of Hartford. Making the tackle for the visitors is Chamonte Moreno, a sophomore. So first and 10 for Saugatuck with 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Down by 4 at 14-10. They'll have the ball on their own 19-yard line. The quarterback is Blake Dunn. And let's see who's over the ball at center. It is going to be Damian Waldo. It's going to be Cameron White, who's done some centering before. He'll get a nice snap and Dunn will keep it, rolls out right. 20-yard line, 25, eludes one tackler, two tacklers, still on his feet. Finally knocked down, kept inbounds, and should move the sticks, and does. Hard-fought 11-yard run for Nick Dunn. And one of the Hartford players is down in the Saugatuck sidelines after that 11-yard run by Nick Dunn, by Blake Dunn. Nick Dunn, of course, his brother. And down on the play for Hartford is their senior lineman, a good one too, in Gilbert Lopez. And they will attend to him on the Saugatuck sidelines and hold off play as we speak. As Blake Dunn was trying to dance around that right sideline, and not certain exactly the nature of what had happened. Again, looking on the Saugatuck sidelines at Andrew Black. He's got his helmet and is talking with the medical team and talking with the coaching staff. And we'll see whether or not he can snap the ball. He is the starting center as well as the starting defensive lineman. Cameron White was snapped the ball last time, and there was no problem with the exchange. And that's been an issue so far in the first 3 weeks of first 4 weeks of the season for Saugatuck, the center quarterback exchange. So Andrew Block is now with the helmet trying to loosen up. Now jogging off the field under his own power is Gilbert Lopez, but he's holding his left arm sort of gingerly. And they'll look at that left arm and shoulder there. Tough loss for Hartford right now. Both teams losing a key lineman in the third quarter. 7:14 to go, third quarter. Hartford leads at 14-10, but Saugatuck has the ball. First and 10 at their own 30-yard line after the 11-yard run by Blake Dunn. Indians in their T formation. Blake Dunn will get the snap from Cameron White. First down, it's Koshelski up the middle. Not much there. Making the hit for the Hartford Indians is Bert Saldana, the junior. Maybe a yard, and that's all. Second down and 9 at the 31-yard line. And we are seeing a little semblance of last week, and the Indians hope that's not a case where their offense basically grounded to a halt in the final 24 minutes. Second down and 9 from the 31. T formation behind quarterback Blake Dunn. Barks out signals. Dunn. Rolls left, gets a nice block, but can't get past the line of scrimmage. He tried to cut back inside from the block of A.J. Starring, and he gets dropped for a yard loss. So a promising play goes nowhere, third down and 10. Saugatuck 2 of 5 on third downs. Andrew Block still on the sidelines. I'm not certain whether or not he feels fully 100% yet to be able to do offensive duties. But they're testing his two shoulders. Meanwhile, on the across the way, Gilbert Lopez is walking toward the bench, and he's still favoring that left arm of his. Indians, two wideouts to the left, two wideouts to the right, third down and 10, and Blake Dunn is back to throw. Under some pressure, has to roll to his right, tries to elude the pressure, now will tuck it in to the 30, looks for a block at the 35, he gets to the 40, and he gets to move the sticks at the 42-yard line. Scrambling run for the freshman, Blake Dunn, but he gets it. To the 42, it's a gain of 12 and a first down on the convergent third down challenge. Blake Dunn.
What are your favorite artists up to? Find out now. Click on Music News at 92.7thefan.com.
He's only a freshman, only a ninth grader. He's looking down through his reads, but he saw and felt the pressure and instinctively ran to the left. First and 10 for Saugatuck on their own 42-yard line. T formation behind Dunn. Hands it off to Anschutz. Tries to go off of right tackle. Nothing there. Matt Holgren, the first to meet him. And down goes Anschutz. Maybe a yard loss back to the, well, they're going to say it's a 2-yard loss back to the 40. Second and 12. So now the Hartford defensive line is getting a little stronger and is controlling the line of scrimmage, and they've done so in the second half. Similar to what we saw last week in Decatur. 4:56 to go, third quarter. 14-10, Hartford. Dunn back to throw. Tosses over now to Phillips on the right flank. Complete into Hartford territory. First down, and he goes to the 45-yard line. Slap right past Phillips, and he gets the first down. Knocked down there by Goodson. But it's a first and 10 for Saugatuck at the Hartford 45-yard line, a 15-yard completion. Just a quick slant pass. Phillips coming off the field. Got bopped in the face mask, and they'll make sure that everything is A-OK with him. Bill Dunn brings his son Blake over. He'll give the play to himself, to him directly now as they waited to get Phillips off the field. And they do now. Might be just down for one play. Second down, first and 10 for Saugatuck. Ball in the middle of the field. T formation at the Hartford 45-yard line. Handoff goes to Koshelski. Off of right guard. Gets to about the 40-yard line before he's tripped up again by Nick Goodson. Goodson in on a lot of tackles defensively. Gain of 5, second and 5 for Saugatuck. Phillips back in. Again, Saugatuck with Cameron White over the ball at center. For second and 5. Blake Dunn fakes right, runs left. Tries to stay on his feet as he was hit by a couple of Hartford Indians. And he moves the ball to about the 36-yard line, but now a little slow in getting up is Cameron White, and the Indians can't afford to lose him. So it's a gain of 4 to the 36, but now all eyes are on Cameron White, who has bound his back, and they're going to look at his right leg. So White, who came in to take over at center from his left guard tackle position because of an arm injury by Andrew Block, now is having his right leg looked at here with 4:02 to go in the third quarter. And Hartford leading at 14-10. Saugatuck High, let me get the right wording here. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and the support of school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck School staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. Slowly walking off the field under his own power is Cameron White. So now the Andrew Block is calling Bill Dunn, I'm ready to go. Bill Dunn says, go on in. And so Block comes back in to handle his center duties, and White will have his right leg looked at as he sits on the bench. Third down and 1 for Saugatuck at the Hartford 36-yard line. Block back in at center. Connor Rasmussen is in at left guard, at left tackle. Third down, handoff goes to Anschutz. He gets off of right guard, tripped up by Casper Aviles. If he didn't trip him up at the 30-yard line, Anschutz would have scored. Aviles pays the price for it. He's down on the field at the 30-yard line. Top running back for Hartford as we're seeing attrition starting to take its effect. But the Indians move the ball to the 26-yard line, a 10-yard run for Anschutz. On third down, the Indians convert 2 of their third downs on this series, on this offensive drive. Aviles is up quickly, and Casper will jog to the sidelines. Indians missed their first 3 third down challenges, have now hit their last 4. Blake Dunn getting to play directly from his father, Bill Dunn, on this one. And he'll set down the offense at the 26-yard line of Hartford. 3:58 to go third quarter. Saugatuck down 14-10, but driving. On first down, Koshelski off of left guard, past the 25, past the 20, and knocked down at about the 18-yard line. That trap blocking for Saugatuck on the initial hitters, and it's been successful for many fullbacks over the years, moves the ball to the 19. It's a gain of 7 and a second down and 3. Cameron White still being looked at. Helmet stays off and right now questionable about his return. Second down and 3. Handoff goes to Anschutz off of right tackle. Cuts back inside. Gets it inside the 15 and will get a first down to the 14 before he is knocked down. A gain of 4 will mark it at the 15. But that's enough for a first down. First and 10 for Saugatuck. Last time they had the ball this deep, late in the first half. Bad snap from center. Alexander Hamilton with the recovery. Gave Hartford some momentum at the half, and they've parlayed into a 14-7 lead. Handoff goes to Koszelski. Quick hitter left side. Bulls his way to the 10. It's a 5-yard gain before he is knocked down by about 3 Hartford Indians. But right now, we're seeing each team's offense grind it out. Hartford getting the go-ahead touchdown on a 31-yard touchdown run by Casper Aviles. That was an 8-play, 73-yard drive. Took 4:21 off the clock. This drive has already gone 5-plus minutes. Second down. Handoff goes to Andrew. To the right flag. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Alex Anschutz to the right pylon, gets it in, touchdown Indians. The Saugatuck Indians regain the lead. Alex Anschutz climax a very long drive to get the touchdown. For Alex, it's his second rushing touchdown of the season. Tanner Nutting for the conversion to make it a 3-point game again. Blake Dunn will hold. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is square and true. That was a long drive for Saugatuck. 13 play. 81-yard drive. And it took nearly 5 minutes. 4 minutes and 55 seconds. So each team has had long drives to begin the second half, have scored touchdowns both sides. And the Indians of Saugatuck lead the Hartford Indians by a score of 17-14. As we mentioned, the Hartford Indians have had a rich football tradition. 7-3 last year, 3-2 in the SAC South, tied for third. But they lost in the first round of the State Division 7 playoffs by a 27-14 score to fellow South Division rival, the Decatur Raiders. Last 3 seasons in the playoffs for Dave Janicki's team. 6 of the last 7, 21 of the last 27 years postseason football has awaited Hartford. This is a team and a program conditioned to win. And, of course, they do have a state championship trophy. A 13-0 undefeated 1993 season climaxed with a double C state championship. So now, Tanner Nutting has the ball on his 40-yard line to kick it off. Miguel Melgoza, the deep man of the 3, standing at his 5. Nutting, grounder, through Mendoza, rolls into the end zone, touchback. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Hartford at their own 20-yard line with 2:29 to go in the third quarter. And Saugatuck nursing a 17-14 lead on touchdown runs by Joe Koszelski and Alex Anschutz. And a field goal by Tanner Nutting. Looking across the way, all the players that got dinged up a little bit are back with the exception of Cameron White. He's trying to walk off that right leg, and he's going to see if he can give it a go, but he's going to stay on the sidelines for at least this first play. On first down, the pitch goes to Malgoza, was hit in the backfield, stumbles, moves forward, and gets about 3 yards. Again, Indians unable to make the initial tackle on the hits. Malgoza a little slow in getting up. And I think that's Malgoza. Nope, it's going to be... Yep, it is going to be Melgoza, and he's not putting any pressure on that right leg. He got it to the 24. Their leading running back of the season is leaving the field. And as I said, it's been a third quarter of attrition on both sides. Cameron White has been given the go-ahead to go. He's got his gloves on. He'll be ready to come back in momentarily, but now... The consternation on the other side, Hartford's leading running back, Miguel Melgoza, sitting on the bench now, or sitting in his team's bench area, and that right leg is being looked at. Second down and 6 at the 24-yard line for Hartford. Down 17-14. Quick handoff goes to Aviles. He was hit, the initial hit, and that hit stuck for Saugatuck. A.J. Starring, along with Nick Putzke, was not going to allow Aviles to go down. Now it is Aviles who is down. Back-to-back plays, and Hartford's two leading running backs are hurt. Tough break for the Hartford Indians already. They were tending to Melgoza on the sidelines. Now they got to go out and tend to a prone Casper Aviles, trainers on both sides. And again, this is an attrition situation. 2 yard gain on the play, making it third and four at the 26 with 1:53 to go. But we've seen two Saugatuck linemen being taken off. One has come back and blocked. The other about ready to come back in Cameron White. We've seen earlier Hartford's lineman Gilbert Lopez come off. Now Melgoza and Aviles hurt on consecutive plays, but Aviles is trying to jog off under his own power, but he's a little ginger in terms of coming off. And during the stoppage in play, Coach Dave Janecki was able to went out to see about his player, and he also was able to bring a play in for his quarterback, Nick Goodson. Third and four for Hartford. We'll see if they're going to throw the ball here with their two top running backs out. Shamonte Moreno is one of the running backs now behind quarterback Nick Goodson. Goodson sets down the offense. Moreno was a little bit early on the start, but they let it go. Pass to Moreno. It's deflected and intercepted. It is intercepted by the Saugatuck Indians. A deflection and the return. And it looks as if it is Alex Segovia on the tip drill. Gets the ball for Saugatuck. INT for Segovia. At the 32, he returns it to 11 yards to the 21. First turnover against Hartford, and the Saugatuck Indians have it first and 10. It's a 12-yard return to the 30, to the 20. And they are in business at the 20-yard line with 1:42 to go. Alex Segovia with the interception. Off of the tip deflected pass off of the hands of Moreno on the right flat of Moreno. Catches the ball. It's a first down. Instead, it went off his hands into the hands of Segovia, and he moved it to a dozen yards to the 20. Ball on the left hash. First and 10 for Saugatuck after the turnover at the Hartford 20. T formation behind quarterback Nick Dunn. Quarterback Blake Dunn. Hand off. It goes to the big fullback. It is Joe Koszelski. Pulls his way up the middle. Past the 10 to the 5 before he is knocked down. The Indians going with the hammer. That is Koszelski. And he moves the ball 16 yards to the 4's first and goal for Saugatuck at the 4 of Hartford, trying to extend a 3-point lead, 17-14 with 1:27 to go, clock running, third quarter. Dunn blinks, that's down the signals. Blake keeps it, round right end, tries to stiff arm a man at the 10 to the 5. Loses the football at the goal line. There's a scramble. And it's going to be recovered by Hartford for a touchback. So Blake Dunn trying to get extra yardage at the ball stripped from him. It's recovered by Hartford. And the man making the recovery is Reyes Lopez. Lopez with the fumble recovery. So the Indians get a turnover and turn it right back on the Lopez fumble recovery in the end zone. And the Indians cannot capitalize on the gift. First and 10 for Hartford at the 20. Last time Alexander Hamilton recovered a fumble late in the first half, deep in his own territory, to stop a Saugatuck drive. Now with 1:13 to go, another Saugatuck drive is stopped on a cough-up. So let's see what the offense will be with Nick Goodson and company. Goodson. We'll send one wide out to the right. That's Chance Smith. We see Melgoza back in the lineup at one of the running backs. Throw set behind quarterback Goodson. The toss to Melgoza off a right end past the 25. Gets to maybe the 26-yard line before he is tackled down there by Segovia. Gain of 6 on the play, so Melgoza, who had a tender right leg, apparently is okay. Gain of 6 on the play. Coming in with the play is one of the Hartford players, Nathan Pepis, the junior. He's wide out to the left. Unbalanced line to the left side. On second down, the pitch goes to the running back. Nothing doing there. Casper Aviles, who was also stunned on that last offensive series, back in now. Loses, gets no gain as he tries to get the toss left that led to the score for Hartford. But that time, the Indians knocked it down, knocked him down with no gain. That'll end the third quarter. The Saugatuck Indians and the Hartford Indians, we expected a close one. We got it. Three quarters in the books, our score. Saugatuck 17, Hartford 14. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We begin the fourth quarter with Hartford on the ball on the 26-yard line on the left hash. Hartford in the road, white uniforms, Kelly green numerals, Kelly green pants, white helmets with the Washington Redskins green logo on each side. Saugatuck in their royal blue home jerseys, white numerals outlined in orange, white pants, and royal blue plain helmets. Three wideouts to the left, one wideout to the right, one man in the backfield behind quarterback Nick Goodson for Hartford on third down and four from the 20. Saugatuck shows blitz, run up the middle by Melgoza, and he'll get a first down. Quicker up the middle, and Melgoza takes advantage of it and moves the ball to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of seven and a converted third down for the Hartford Indians, who are 0-for-2 in the first half, and they are now 3-for-4 on third downs here in the second half, giving them 3-for-6. One wide out to the wide right is Chance Smith. They'll have Segovia looking at him. Pro set, unbalanced line right. The toss goes to the running back. Cutting up the middle. Melgoza again with the carry. And he gets maybe 6 yards to the 39-yard line. They'll mark it at the 40, so it's a gain of 7. Second down and 7. And again, Hartford trying to capitalize after the fumble recovery by Reyes Lopez in the end zone that stopped the Saugatuck drive. Second down, and we'll call it a long 3 from the 40. Unbalanced by line left. The pitch goes to Aviles, breaks two tackles at the line, gets a first down, but got spilled by Blake Dunn at the 47-yard line. It's a gain of 7 and a first down for Hartford. An interception stopped their last drive, but then they got the fumble recovery. Down 3, though. Saugatuck leads at 17-14. Just a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Touchdown runs by Joe Koszelski and Alex Anschutz, and a field goal by Tanner Nutting. Hartford with TD runs by their running backs, Casper Aviles and Miguel Melgoza. And they're in a pro set behind quarterback Nick Goodson. Unbalanced line left, one wide out to the right. That is Chance Smith. The pitch goes to Melgoza. Open field, and that's open breaking field to the 40, 35, 30. Down the right sideline to the 20. He'll get to inside the 10 before three Indians knock him down. But it was just a straight pitch and going to the wide side of the field, away from the unbalance. But a penalty marker is down at back at the line of scrimmage, and this one might be going back. Dave Janecki, arms outstretched. What did we do? Doesn't matter. It's going back. First major penalty of this game, and this one's going to hurt Hartford. It wipes out. 46-yard run by Melgoza. And if it's a major, it's the first against either side tonight. We've had blocking below the waist. Ooh, that's a bad one. A 15-yarder. Or maybe a 10, but it's marked at the 44 of Hartford. And they'll march them back. Oh, my. A major 15-yard penalty against the Hartford Indians. Only their second penalty of the game. 20 yards, but this one moves them back to their own 31-yard line. First down. And 27. They have to get the ball to the Saugatuck 44. One wide out to the left. Unbalanced line right. Pro set behind Goodson. He'll pitch it left side to Reyes. And Casper Aviles. And Aviles gets the ball forward past the 35 before he's knocked down at about the 37, 38-yard line. Aviles, who got shooken up in the third quarter, a little slow in getting up, but he's okay. It was a rough third quarter physically for both teams. Ball to the 39. Hartford trying to make it trying to get to a third down and manageable. 8 yards carry on that. It's now second down. A little bit more manageable at 17. Second and 17. One wide out to the right. That is Chance Smith. Haven't really used that opportunity to spread the offense. That could be an option there. But they'll option left down to Melgoza. Trying to string it up and cannot get past. Butzke. Nick Butzke with the tackle. He made the first hit and secured it. Nope, it's sight. I'm sorry, it's 52, but it's 22. Alex Anschutz with the stick for Saugatuck. No gain on the play. Third down and 17. Actually, they'll mark it a yard. Third down and 16 from the 40-yard line. 8:51 to go in regulation. Saugatuck 17, Hartford 14. Hartford has the ball on their own 41-yard line, right hash. Third and 16 from the 40. The pitch goes to Casper Aviles off of left guard, maybe to the 45-yard line. They're trying to get that quick opener. Bottom of the pile, A.J. Starring. Andrew with the hit. Gain of 5, fourth down. Last punt in the first half for Chance Smith was a 47-yarder with a good roll. On fourth down and a long 11, Smith will be back for punt, dropping back deep to return the punt, and it will be only one man deep, and that is Jake Koenig. He's standing at inside his 20. Here's the snap. No pressure. Good kick. It went off of the shoulder pad. That was Alex Segovia. Went off of the shoulder pad of Segovia. He recovered, moved forward to about the 26-yard line. That's a 6-yard return, but some anxious moments there. So the punt goes 35 yards. And the return puts the ball with 7:44 to go in regulation at the Saugatuck 26-yard line. 6 yards on officially the return. So Bill Dunn's son, Blake Dunn, sets down the offense. T formation, and the Indians would like to grind out a few first downs. Both teams with their full complement of first downs. And we see Cameron White back in the line. First down, rolling to the right side by Anschutz. Gets around one tackler, around right end. It's forced out of bounds, past the 30-yard line to about the 34-yard line. Good gain there. A little early to play ball possession clock right now with only a 3-point lead and 7:36 to go in regulation. But it's an 8-yard gain for Anschutz. And Alex, it's to the 34-yard line. Ball on the right hash. Second down and 2. And Indians with their staple D formation, 2 tight ends, 3 men lined up in the backfield. Handoff goes to Koshelski up the middle, past the 35. He'll move the sticks to the 40. Goodson is there. So, too, is Brad Martin with the tackle. Gain of 6 and a first down. First downs tonight for Saugatuck. Nursing a 17-14 lead. They'll snap the ball with under 7 minutes to play. Trying to go to 3-1 of the season. Hartford already at 3-0. First down. Done. Hands it to Anschutz, trying to go off of right tackle. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Spun. Moves forward on the right side a couple of yards before he is finally secured on the tackle. They'll mark it at the 43, officials do. Second down and 7. And Anschutz and Jake Koenig, the messenger running backs for Bill Dunn. Koenig now goes in to give Anschutz a break. Alex Hardy with a TD run tonight. Indians full strength now. They had some injury issues in the third quarter, but everybody's hale, hearty, and ready to go, and it looks the same way for Hartford. Second down and eight. Handoff goes to Segovia. Goes left, cuts back right. Down there by Brad Watson. Brad Martin, I should say, before he gets, but Martin couldn't tackle him before he got to the 48-yard line. Clock continues to run after the 8-yard gain, a 5-yard gain to the 48. Third down and two for Saugatuck, who is right now 4-for-7 on third downs. Indians should go to their usual T formation, and they do. Two tight ends, three running backs behind. Done. Handoff goes to Anschutz, and he was tripped up in the backfield. Alex couldn't really get ahead of steam. He was tripped up, lost a couple of yards to the 46. And Tanner Nutting will come on for his second punt of the game and of the season. His first punt earlier was 39 yards. The Indians went three and out. Andrew Block still nursing that right arm. He's going to have to sort of go as we go along. Koenig will snap. Two men are standing outside their own 20. Nutting. High kick. And Goodson watch it goes out of bounds. It will be a coffin corner kick, though, because it's inside the 20. And so the Indians pin Hartford back inside their 20. They'll spot the ball at the 17-yard line. 37-yard punt for Nutting. 4:44 to go in regulation. Saugatuck leading by three, 17-14. And this is the fourth offensive possession for Hartford tonight in the second half. They've scored a touchdown. This is their fourth possession. They scored a touchdown, had an interception, and was forced to punt. All right, here we go. Ball, they'll spot it instead of the 17. I'm going to say they're going to spot it at the 21, so it's a little bit less of a punt. First and 10 for Hartford. The toss goes to the running back, that is. Mel goes around the left end, past the 30-yard line, picked up by Anschutz, but not before he moves the ball to the 35-yard line. It's a gain of 14 in the first down. First and 10 for Hartford. Clock will run, though. Both teams with three timeouts. 4.5 to go in regulation. Hartford down three, 17-14. And they have the ball on their own 35-yard line after that first plow down on the first play. Good start to the offensive series for Hartford. A handoff goes to Casper Aviles. Breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage, runs left, and runs into five Indians after that. Blue-clad Saugatuck Indians. Finally, no further progress, and the officials blow the play dead at the 37-yard line. Gain of two on the play, second down and eight. Clock continues to run, under 4 minutes. Wide out to the right is Chance Smith. Aviles and Melgoza in a pro set, off-balance line left for Hartford. Marking out signals, Goodson. Toss to Aviles. Around one tackler, around two tacklers, moves forward, close to the first down to the 45-yard line. Finally knocked down by Koenig, but I think that will move the sticks. Yes, it will, says the referee. That's a gain of eight in the first down to Hartford 45. And when the sticks are reset, they'll get the clock running with 3.5 to go. Hartford would love to be able to win this game on this drive here. And that means basically run the clock and get into the end zone with Saugatuck having as little time as possible. Indians need a stop now. First and 10 at the Hartford 45 for the Hartford Indians. On first down, the pitch goes to Melgoza. He was hit in the backfield, run down, loss on the play to the 41-yard line. Initial hit by Joe Koshelski. Some of his buddies also came in to help him out. But the loss back to the 41. Second down and 14. Hartford had a long run in their last series, wiped out by a blocking below-the-waist penalty, a 15-yarder that killed that drive. Let's see if they can recover from this setback here. Second down and 14 from the 41. Pitch to the left side to Avilas. He's got a convoy at the 40-yard line. Convoy breaks down as he gets to the 46. Austin Phillips with the tackle. Whistle blows. Clock will stop with 2:18 to go. And Dave Janecki will call the first of his three timeouts as he's staring now at third and nine. A little bit more manageable now at the Hartford 46-yard line. As we mentioned at the outset, the game here in Saugatuck, plus all the other games involving Southwestern Athletic Conference teams at home tonight, had a moment of silence to remember Al Lachelle of Lachelle Photography. We've been mentioning his photography during our broadcast. Al, the official photographer of the league, and also he operated the league's website. Al passed away last Saturday from a heart condition, a sudden heart condition. Nobody really knew that was there, probably. And we lost Al Lachelle. There will be a memorial service for him tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock over at Fenville High School. And talking with officials of both sides, had a chance to chat with Dave Janecki on the field early before the game as his team came in, and we were talking about Al Lachelle, and it's just a tough situation. It's been another body blow for Fenville. They've had a few people lost a lot of people over the years, of course, most notably Wes Leonard. Third down and nine after the timeout. Hartford will do the toss pitch. Stubauer goes on. He's in the backfield, and down he goes. Alex Anschutz has been the star in the second half. He got the initial hit after it. Melgoza got the toss and drops him for a 5-yard loss. Fourth down and 14. Hartford with just 1:53 to go will have to go for it here. Down three. 17-14. Can Saugatuck get one more stop? Hartford with two timeouts left if they can convert. Goodson with one man in the backfield. He's back to throw. Throws right. He wants to lob the ball to Chance Smith. He can't get it. He was defended. A short pass. Segovia was there. Smith had to try to get around Segovia to get to the ball and could not do so. Saugatuck holds on downs on the incomplete pass. If Smith was able to get it, it was at the Saugatuck 40. It would have moved the sticks. So the Indians of Saugatuck have it with 1:34 to go in the first, in the fourth quarter. And they have the ball on the Hartford 46-yard line. Hartford can stop the clock two more times. The Indians need a first down. Plain and simple. One first down, and they will get this game into the books. But Hartford knows that. Indians in the T formation. Handoff goes to Joe Koszalski to the 30. They're trying to strip it to the 20-yard line. He carried four Indians who are trying to strip the ball. And Koszalski moves it to the 20. A 26-yard run by Koszalski. Clock will start. And that might have put the nail in the coffin tonight for the Hartford Indians. We'll see. 1:17 to go. Hartford can stop it twice, but the clock is running. And Saugatuck has it at the Hartford 20. They're going to take their dear old time. They'll look at the back judge, Blake Dunwill. And he'll give the 5-second signal. Now he does. Dunn snaps the ball. Koszalski up the middle, veers left, stays in bounds, goes to the 16-yard line. And Hartford will call their second of their three timeouts right there as he gets a 4-yard gain to the 16 with 56 seconds left. As we mentioned at the outset, Saugatuck has never beaten Hartford. They lost two previous meetings here in 07 there in 08. And Saugatuck, knowing how strong Hartford is, knowing that Hartford will get some victories in the SAC South with play beginning next week at Waterville Elite. And if the Indians, already down one the loss, want to have any chance of getting not only a playoff berth, but also maybe getting a home game, they probably would have had to run the table in the regular season. But they still can use the points if they can hold off Hartford with another first down. Second down and four. Kaszewski up the middle to the 10. He's got the first down to the 5. He goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Saugatuck. Of a three play, 46-yard drive all by himself. 16-yard run for the touchdown. Conversion, Tanner Nutting. 24-14. Saugatuck extends its lead to 10. And Hartford has got one timeout left and they have to put the ball in the end zone once and get the call back in 49 seconds. The Saugatuck defense coming up strong, rallying after being down 14-10, an interception, and then a forced, then a punt, and they held on downs, and the Indians are going to come away with a victory tonight over visiting Hartford. The play of the game tonight was a penalty. We go back to the drive that be early in the fourth quarter when Hartford got the ball all the way to the Saugatuck, inside the Saugatuck 10, but on the play, blocking below the waist. The only major penalty by either side tonight. It wiped out that run and eventually forced Hartford to punt. Saugatuck had the lead at that point. 17-14. Now it's 24-14. Here's Tanner Nutting's kickoff. One timeout left for Hartford, down 10. The key here for Saugatuck, they'll hit a kicker grounder. Off of the shoulder of Chance Smith. He'll pick it up and return it to the 25. And then we're going to get three guys getting up on Tanner Nutting at the 50, and the penalty marker flies. The three Hartford players, and we will name them. We will name the three players. Aaron Smith, a junior, along with Alexander Hamilton, a senior, went gunning for Tanner Nutting on the kickoff. Similar to what Decatur did. Personal foul penalty against Hartford. It doesn't matter now with 42 seconds to go. Nutting is fine. But that is... will be remembered. But again, Aaron Smith and Alexander Hamilton, two of the three players involved, on basically venting their anger at Tanner Nutting. Aaron Smith, a junior, he'll be back next year. Alexander Hamilton, a senior, he won't be back next year. Remember the names. First and 10, Hartford. Indians only with 10 men. They get finally a 9-11th one out. And back to throw goes Goodson. Throws short on the right side, complete to Casper Avila. Slant pass over the right side. He moves the ball to the 30-yard line with 36 seconds to go, and Hartford will call their final timeout with 30 seconds remaining. Starting with the hit. But now Hartford down 10. needing to go 70 yards for a score and then get the ball back. Tall task. Joe Koscielski with two touchdown runs. Alex Anschutz with a TD run and Tanner Nutting a field goal. That's accounted for the Saugatuck 24 points. Hartford with two touchdown runs, one each from Miguel Melgoza and Casper Aviles. And unlike last year when we had the game here against Marcellus and Bill Dunn was not pleased with the way the Marcellus Wildcats ran up the score perceptibly last year's game. Bill Dunn has a good relationship with Dave Janicki. They'll talk about this situation. I think Dave Janicki's going to talk to the players involved as well. On first down, back to throw goes good. Goodson under some pressure. Vaccarino, down he goes. A.J. Starring along with Connor Rasmussen. Back down to the 23. Hartford out of timeout, 16 seconds left. The spike situation now for Goodson. We'll make it now third down, back at the 23, 17 yards to go. So the Saugatuck Indians will finish up the non-conference part of their schedule, 3-1. And they get a very important win tonight against Hartford. One man in the backfield, three wideouts to the left, one to the right for the Indians, for Hartford. Goodson barking out signals. Goodson back to throw. Lobs it over the middle. Nobody there except Blake Dunn. Interception at the 45-yard line. Dunn looks at the clock. Ball slides down at the 41-yard line with 4 seconds left. So Blake Dunn gets the interception. Indians with two pickoffs tonight. One by Alex Segovia. Now the other, the Hail Mary, that basically nobody was there except Blake Dunn for Saugatuck. And the Indians will go into the victory formation. Bill Dunn wants to call timeout here. His team is not totally organized, so he'll just make sure that everybody's on the same page and get out of here with a victory. Saugatuck Indians about ready to register their third victory of the season, leading it 24-14. Next week, while the Hartford Indians are traveling, I should say, to Water Valley to take on the Panthers to begin Sac South play. The Saugatuck Indians welcome Bloomingdale to begin that Sac North play next Friday night. We'll have it on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. With this one in the bank, Andrew Block, who suffered a right shoulder injury in the third quarter, has taken the pads off and has gotten an ice bag on that right shoulder. Might be the only injury of note. And with Block out, in comes Connor Rasmussen. He'll take over at left tackle, and Cameron Wright will be at center. Victory formation for Bill Dunn's son Blake. He kneels on it, and the game is over. The Saugatuck Indians have defeated the Hartford Indians tonight by a final score of 24-14. We'll recap the game for you and F4 from here at Jarvis Memorial Field for the moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High School Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.